Nedarim Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis Shir number 1. We're going from Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the beginning of the new Perek. Ve'elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. These are the Nedarim that a husband or a father can nullify. Devarim Sheyesh Behen Inui Nefesh. Anything, any neder which causes a physical affliction to the person making the neder. So if the wife makes this neder and it causes her anguish, then the husband or the father can cancel it. So the Mishnah gives examples. If she says, im erchatz, if I wash or bathe, v'im eloy erchatz, if I do not bathe, im eskashet, if I adorn myself with jewelry, v'im eloy eskashet, if I don't adorn myself with jewelry. So those are, it's a little bit unclear what the Mishnah is doing by giving us those examples, but at least it's trying to give us examples of what would be considered inui nefesh, a neder which causes affliction, and that neder the husband or father can cancel. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Ein elu nidre inui nefesh. He disagrees. He says those examples given in the Mishnah are not examples of inui nefesh. Ve'elu hei nidre inui nefesh. These, rather, are the nedarim which contain inui nefesh, and therefore the father or the husband can cancel them. Amar, if she says, Konim peris ha'olam alai, if she says that she makes a neder not to have any, she ossers all of the produce in the world on her, harizei yochel ha'afer, then the husband or the father can cancel that, because otherwise she can't eat. Peris medina zu alai, but if she says, I will not eat any fruits from this province, then yavilami medina acheres, then you don't need to cancel that, because you could just import produce from a different province. Peris chenveni ze alai, if she says, I'm forbidden from eating produce from this shop, this shopkeeper. So then, ein yochel ha'afer. He's not able to cancel that neder because you could always go to a different shop. But if this is the only shop that he can get his sustenance from, then harizei yofer. Then he can cancel that because then it becomes a neder of inui nefesh. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So there seems to be a machlokes on what is or isn't considered a neder of inui nefesh. Either way, once we have agreement that there is inui nefesh, the Mishnah is telling us that on those nedarim, the husband or the father can cancel those types of nedarim.